Welcome to the Gorfein, Schiller & Garden podcast series. Today we're speaking with John Mahaffey, a principal with Gorfein, Schiller & Garden, about new lease accounting standards for manufacturers. And John, how are you doing today?
Pretty good, Matt. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us. And let's start at a high level. If you don't mind, tell us about these standards and why they have come about.
Well, in February of 2016, the Financial Accounting Standards Board, or the FASB, issued Accounting Standards Update, or ASU 2016-02, in order to increase the transparency and comparability among the financial statements of organizations that lease and those that purchase assets, and also to disclose key information about leasing arrangements.
Okay, great. Can you give us a little bit more insights into the standards themselves?
Sure. So under current accounting standards, lessees classify leases into two categories, operating leases and capital leases. Under a capital lease, an asset and liability are recorded on the balance sheet, whereas under an operating lease, nothing is recorded on the books to record the right to use the asset or the liability to make the lease payments. In essence, this is off-balance sheet financing. Under ASU 2016-02, lessees must record all leases which last longer than 12 months on the balance sheet. A right to use, quote, asset, representing the company's right to use the asset during the lease term, and a lease liability are recorded at the present value of the lease payments, similar to a purchase and a loan. And all lease lessees will be required to disclose significant judgments and assumptions made in applying this standard, such as the discount rate used, et cetera. Under ASU 2016-02, the accounting for lessors has remained basically unchanged as a result of this update.
Okay, great. Well, I know we've talked about this before. Leasing can be a favorable strategy for manufacturers overall. Tell us a little bit more about that.
A lot of manufacturers lease for different reasons. Sometimes it's a means of obtaining financing, and often the lease is purposefully structured as an operating lease in order to keep it off the balance sheet. Generally, there's less risk involved compared to owning. It could be a cash flow situation, whereas if they were to finance the purchase, a large down payment may be necessary, whereas with a lease, it's not. And also, there's some flexibility to stay current with technology. As the lease term ends, you can re-up with updated equipment. And finally, sometimes there's the reason is reduced maintenance costs, or that certainly plays into it.
Great insights. Thanks for that, John. And overall, when will these standards take effect, and what can manufacturers do to prepare themselves?
So for non-public entities, these standards are effective for reporting periods beginning after 12/15/2019. So that'll be calendar year 2020 if they're reporting on a calendar year basis. For public entities, it's a year earlier. It's effective for years beginning after 2015-18 or calendar year 2019. The transition is retrospective, meaning that the guidance is applied to existing leases. So one thing that companies can do to prepare is to take an inventory of all their leased assets and their leases and understand the current lease agreements and, you know, have them readily available. Sometimes these leases go back a long time, and sometimes there's many leases, some big and some small. Another thing companies should do is to understand the effect that these new covenants or these new standards will have on any current debt covenants or ratios that they may have with bank loans and such. The balance sheets will appear more leveraged after this change as we record the lease liability on the books. Many creditors and analysts, especially in the public entity arena, have already factored in this change. Another thing that you can do to prepare is to implement controls and procedures relative to the new financial reporting requirements and certainly discuss with your CPA.
That's great. And actually, that's a perfect segue into my last question here, John. Can you give us some more insights on how Gorfein, Schiller & Garden can help manufacturers with this?
Sure. Well, accounting for leases has always been a complex area, and it will remain so as companies go through this transition. Gorfein, Schiller & Garden can assist by assisting in the accounting for the transition and applying the new guidance to future leases and modification of existing leases. We can help analyze the effect on the company's financial statements and debt covenants, et cetera. And we can certainly help assist in the design and implementation of new controls and processes to comply with the new standards.
That's great. That's great. What a perfect way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Gorfein, Schiller & Garden podcast interview with John Mahaffey, who's a principal with the firm. And he was kind enough to share his insights on new lease accounting standards for manufacturers and what they can do to prepare themselves for these standards. And John, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Matt. It's great to be with you.
Likewise.